Awful. White. Light. Home.
Okay, maybe now would be a good time to segue into the rib. We'll start a couple of minutes early, like 1 minute early. This is Robin, and 4 o'clock coming up, beginning of the rib on CITR. You're listening to 101.9 FM, coming out from UBC. And I know a lot of people, like, whoever was supposed to do a show is not in today. Alex is not in today. Probably scrambling around for his exams. That's my guess. Just like half the people on this campus. today is a pretty good show. I've got a feature in here. The Inhabitants have a new album. Don't know who they are. Well, they are from Vancouver. They are actually doing pretty well. They're nominated for a Juno. They were nominated for the Western Canadian Music Award. The last album they had, The Furniture Moves Underneath, was CBC's The Signal's favorite release of 2007. So they're doing pretty well, actually. They were formed in 2004. And, yeah, I mean, you'll see a lot of the Vancouver musicians that you know. For example, Sky Brooks is drumming for them, J.P. Carter, trumpet. Pete Schmidt is the bass player, and Dave Sekula on guitar. Yeah, so I'll play some stuff by them. I think I'm going to start with, let's see. I think I'm going to start about What About the Water. Start with What About the Water, which is the fourth track on the album. And the new album is called A Vacant Lot. I don't know if I mentioned that. Sort of spacey. I think I was sitting out in the sun for too long. After that, I'm going to be playing a couple of tracks from a really cool album. It's called Adult Themes for Voice, and it was recorded by Mike Patton. Who is Mike Patton? Have you heard of Mr. Bungle? That is Mike Patton. Faith No More, Tomahawk, Peeping Tom. And what he did was, when he was in like hotel rooms during a tour with Faith No More, he, basically was just making a whole bunch of noises, like, in a bathtub, I think, or something totally random like that. And he recorded all of them. And, you know, he was just doing things like shouting and screaming and clapping and making vocal sounds. And then he edited it and made it into an album. Let's see what I don't even know what I'm going to play. What am I going to play? They're very short. Maybe I'll play a few. Let's start from the second track. I'm going to play I killed him like a dog and he still laughed, followed by smog, followed by the man in the lower left-hand corner of the photograph, followed by robot sex. Okay? Four tracks. Two, three, four, five. Okay? But let's start with the inhabitants. How about that? Let's play this song. If you're just tuning in, this is The Rib. I am Robin. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is The Inhabitants playing What About the Water?
Thank you.
Indeed. So that was Adult Themes for Voice, part of it, by Mike Patton. Totally weird. I think that surprised a lot of people when it came out. It came out in 1996, so it's not like it's new or anything. I'm going to play another track by The Inhabitants now. This is called Far Away in Old Words, and following that, it's going to be something by, exactly, right? Let's see, last name's Fuerm Shinke Luigi Terra. And it's an album that has three pieces on it, and each of them has a piece that they're going to, that they did. And it's got a lot of minimalism sort of influences, and a lot of the pieces verge on almost silence. The album is called Clean Forms, and it was released on Dragon's Eye Recordings recently. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play the piece by Fuerm, and it's called Seagram Series, dedicated to Mark Rothko. And there's been a lot of talk about Morton Feldman going around, and my boyfriend's writing an essay on Rothko Chapel, which was a piece that Feldman wrote, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I don't know if I've played it on air before, but I think maybe I should before I go away this summer. So I immediately latched on to this piece. It's not really the same, but it's still good. It's named after Mark Rothko. Do you know he's a visual artist around 50s, modern kind of stuff. I don't know a lot about him, to be honest. But anyway, so that's what I'm going to be playing. after the inhabitants. Okay? So let's start with the inhabitants. This is far away in old words.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinema Tech, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
Okay, welcome back to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I just want to let you know about a few concerts that are coming up this week. Let's see. Tomorrow, Tuesday, April 20th, is the UBC Trombone Choir concert, which is going to be at 6 p.m. at St. John's College on campus, and I'm pretty sure that is free. They're going to be playing some Bach, Schubert, and the Concerto for Bass Trombone by Sash. It's going to be very good. Also, this is student solo recital season at the music building here at UBC. You feel like going to some really good classical music concerts, you should definitely check out some of the recitals. If you want, you can call 604-822-0182, and if you press 3, you'll get listings of recital dates and times. Okay, also, I don't know if you've heard, but the Vancouver School Board is planning to cancel the band and string programs for over 50 schools. And I think this is a problem. I think that this is just another push in the wrong direction that the government here has been showing us with cuts to arts funding and basically just saying that arts is not important to people. And I think that is the worst thing. So I really think that you, as a listener, appreciating the arts, should write a letter, do something about it. There have been many times where I've just like heard things like this. I'm like, oh, well, that's too bad. I'm very, you know, that really sucks. But I don't do anything about it. And this time I wrote a pretty intense letter. And I really think that if more people, you know, took that extra step and actually expressed how they felt to somebody who had, you know, some sort of say in it, it would really make a difference. Just being more active in things like that. Anyway, I don't mean to lecture. Also tomorrow, no, Wednesday night. Oh no, Wednesday, May 12th. Francesco Nicolosi is a pianist coming from Italy. He is going to be playing at the Music Building Recital Hall, and it's a free concert, 7 p.m. It's going to be really good, actually. And there was another concert that I wanted to let you know about. I don't think I have it on my listing. Well, I'm sorry. Got that one gone. All right, what am I going to play now? I'm going to play another track by The Inhabitants from their new album, A Vacant Lot, if you're just tuning in. And it's called Whistling Pass. I recently discovered that, yes, I can whistle. It just is very hard for me. So I've been practicing. But you don't want to hear any more about that. I also am going to play a track by the band called Invisible Funeral. The title of the album is Nocturnalis, and I'm going to play Men Behind the Sun. And they are from Windsor, Ontario. They're not signed, but they have influences like Sun. And it's actually a side project of Fortunately Everything Dies, if you've heard of them. So I've talked for a while. Let's play this track by The Inhabitants. This is Whistling Pass.
Thank you. Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others fun.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
UBC students have an alternative. Looking to unwind? Check out one of the sub's two licensed establishments.
The Pit Pub and Burger Bar is home of the famous Pit Night. Relax with great prices on cold beer and lots of big screen HD TVs, or chow down on charbroiled burgers, beer battered fish and chips, and Belgian fries. The Pit is open 7 days a week, and Wednesday through Saturday is open late until 2 a.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Whoop, that cut off. Okay, so I just want to let you know what else is coming up on the air today at CITR. After me is news with Andrew and Brad, and Career Fast Track with Philippe at 6 o'clock. 6:30, This Side of Monday with Becky, Exploding Head Movies with Gary, and at 7:30, The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker at 9, and Sore Throats Clapping Hands with Robert at midnight. What's coming up now? Well, I'm playing the track called Let Youth Be Served by The Inhabitants now, on their album A Vacant Lot, followed by something by Jaga Jazzist. Their album is called One Armed Bandit, and the song I'm going to play is called Prog Nisa Kongen. What do I know about them? Not much. They've been together for 15 years, though. They are from Oslo or Norway, and you know, area. They're a 9-piece, and it's I have a quote. They call themselves new Zappa-esque, more humorous prog rock music. It's kind of funny. So I'm excited for that one. But here's The Inhabitants, and this is called Let Youth Be Served.
Thank you.
right. So that looks like it's the end of the show for this week. Thanks for tuning in to The Rib. I'll be back again next week, and I'm just going to leave you with another track from the same band. This is Jaga Jazzist. And this is the title track. It's called One Arm Bandit. See you guys next week.